there were 3 shooting deaths and 10 firearm-related injuries during this year's gun deer season. DNR official Tim Lawhern says those are pretty typical numbers.
I had looked at the last 20 years of hunting incidents and from a statistical standpoint had predicted somewhere between 12 and 15 incidents for this gun deer season prior to the season beginning with 2 fatalities. So I would say the statistics were pretty close.
Lawhern says 3 of this year's injuries were people shooting themselves. 7 came when hunters got together and drove deer. Lawhern says there were 3 cases when someone who wasn't hunting was shot.
The one that I recall was a person driving down a roadway in a gray-colored van, and a hunter in a group hunting closer to the roadway than he thought, saw the movement, mistook that for a deer, and fired a shot, which then struck the person sitting in the van.
One of the fatalities and 2 of the injuries were caused by juveniles, but Lawhern says all types of incidents are within historical norms. So he says nothing jumps out at him as in need of a policy change, though he does want better communication with hunters who conduct deer drives. Prior to the hunting season, some were concerned about a possible flare-up connected to last year's deadly confrontation between Chai Vang and a group of white hunters in Sawyer County. Lawhern says no DNR staffer reported any problems this year.
I just think it's a recovery from what occurred last year. This is what hunters normally do. Hunting is a large fraternity, and hunters will help other hunters no matter who they are in most any situation if there's help that is needed. And the number of these types of incidents that occur over time are so insignificant.
The DNR and others had called for cooler heads to prevail this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.